Okay, so from Rio joining us on the phone, it's our very own Jack Law. Big round of applause in the studio. Oh, Jack, thank you for taking the time out to speak to us at Stray FM. And you must be absolutely buzzing on cloud nine at the moment.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic Olympics for me this time round. I didn't really get to celebrate the gold medal that me and Chris won a week ago now, because I had to get back into pool the next day pretty much and start up again. But, you know, to finish off with a silver medal after almost not even making the final, in the individual, I've really had time to reflect on it, and I'm just overwhelmed with it. The amount of support that I've had from people and everything, it's just been unbelievable. I'm so excited and I'm just so, so happy.
And what does it mean? What does it mean to you, Jack, having had such a fantastic Olympics?
It means a lot. To come from 2012 to here now, in the past 4 years, I've had a lot of ups and downs, but, you know, all of this hard work, all the sacrifices that I've made, to have these two medals with me is something that I never really thought I could do. I mean, I knew I could do it, but obviously doing it on the day is something completely different. To be able to hold your nerve and do those six dives as well as you can, it takes a lot of balls, to be honest. And I did it and I pulled it off and it was just brilliant. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic. I've loved this Olympics so much.
You mentioned holding your nerve there, Jack. And one thing that I've wanted to ask you is, what's it like? So whether it's with Chris in the synchronized or whether it's yourself last night in the solo, Jack, what's it like stepping up onto that board and walking along that board? What exactly is going through your mind at that point?
It's really difficult. I mean, it's a lot easier in synchro because I've got Chris by my side in synchro and he's my best friend. You know, we train together, we live together. So he can read me like a book. You know, we help each other out through the competition. It makes it a lot easier. But when you're on that board by yourself, I mean, the board's only about 45 centimetres thick and it's a tiny little board and it moves a load. And, you know, with the nerves that are going through, you can feel that your muscles are all a bit weird. It is really, really hard. But, you know, in that final, it's about really taking it all in and just using your experience that I've gained over these past years and putting it forward to put out the best list I can, really. It's really hard, but, you know, I've done it and thank God it's done because I don't want to do it again anytime soon.
Jack, can we go for a second? Can we go from Rio and bring you back to Ripon? Just for a second.
There's banners and there's all sorts. So in the little village that you grew up, Littlethorpe, there's banners. Last night at the rugby club, there was hundreds of people packed out. You were on a big screen. Everybody was cheering for you. What do you want to say to them?
An absolutely massive thank you. I mean, I've really secluded myself in this Olympics from social media and stuff. I've, you know, I've turned both my phones off, so I haven't been able to contact anyone just so I can focus entirely on it. But to hear that people are supporting me that much is just, it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, those people, you know, they are such a massive part of this. The support here and the support at home is just huge. And to have those people taking the time out to create banners and stuff like that and all to watch around, it brings a tear to my eyes. It's just brilliant. Aww. It's absolutely fantastic.
Everybody,
thank you everyone who supported me. Because, you know, I could not have done it without everyone.
Everybody is talking about you. And when we've said that you're going to be on Stray FM, everybody's been in touch with us. We've been out for a sandwich and everybody's talking about it in the shops. You've made everybody, not only in Ripon, but in the whole of the Stray FM area. Honestly, you've made everybody feel happy.
And what's your plans then? When are you coming home? And do you want a party? Do you want us to? Do you want me and Nick to organise a party for you when you come back?
Oh, mate, I'll be a 10. That'd be brilliant. I've got so we've still got people to compete. We've got the girls on 10 metre today and then Tom in a couple of days on 10 metre as well. And then we've got the closing ceremony, which I'm really looking forward to. Then we're flying home. I've got 4 days at home and then I'm off jet setting on the holiday. So I'm hopefully going to fit in, like, see my friends and family when I get back and everything and try and fit in as much stuff as I can before I go away.
Okay, so then 4 days, we'll book the Viper rooms out then.
Yeah, get Viper rooms in, yeah.
Where are you going on holiday, Jack, after the Olympics?
I'm off to Spain with my girlfriend and her family for 2 weeks, which is going to be brilliant. And then me and Jess, my girlfriend, are going to Budapest as well. And then we're off to Iceland.
Oh, nice. So, the supermarket or the country?
I think Ripon's
had a more successful Olympics than Iceland so far in the medals table.
Oh, mate, that's kind of nice after losing to him in the football, eh?
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good point. Very good point.
And finally, you've inspired Nick and myself to take up diving, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to say to us? We're beginners. Well, we're going down to the hydro where you trained tomorrow to start all this off. What advice have you got?
My advice would be to take a wetsuit or something because you might smack out a little bit on the on the water.
What? we were going to ask you if you could lend us some Speedos.
I've met, I've got plenty. Take them if they fit you.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. So we're having a go. The guys at the Hydro are going to teach us. So I think if everybody didn't think you were amazing already, I think our efforts are going to make you look even better. So just to let you know, that's what's going to be happening back here in Harrogate.
I'm very excited to see that. I'm very excited to see some pictures or videos of that. That sounds great.
And I bet you've spent many times at the Hydro in Harrogate.
Well, that's where I started up. That's where it all began for me, and also Ollie Dingley as well. You know, in that final as well, Ollie Dingley was
Well, what
there.
Was it like diving against him?
Fantastic. You know, he's a great friend of mine. We've been friends since we were just kids, you know. We grew up together and we dived together. For him to compete for Ireland and me to compete for Great Britain against each other was just a fantastic achievement.
And just from everybody at the school and also the Hydro and from Round Ripon, what do you want to say to everybody back home before we go?
Just a final thank you to everyone. All the support has been overwhelming. You know, people on Facebook and Twitter and everything like that, it's just been absolutely crazy all over the country, from different countries, everyone, and especially, you know, the hometowns that mean so much to me in Leeds, Ripon and Harrogate, really. Those three are really where I'm from, and that's, you know, all the people there, I love them all, and thank you just to everyone who supported me through all this. It's been brilliant.
One final question. Will you come into Stray FM? Will you bring the medals in when you get back after the holidays, after you've been to Iceland and Budapest and all over the place?
Yeah.
Will you come and see us at Stray and answer questions and show us your medals?
Yeah, without a doubt, I'll do that for sure.
Right, well, we've got that now recorded, so...
You got my word for
it. We've got that on tape now. That's legally binding.
Enjoy the rest of the Olympics, so thank you so much for joining us on Stray FM. You take care. Lovely to speak to you.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Well done, Jack.
Thanks, mate. Take care, buddy.
Bye.